And it's been a pretty horrific end of the week in the news, which made sitting down to watch something hopeful and magnificent last night that much more important. So let's check in on the Olympics. Last night, 23-year-old American skier Michaela Schifrin won gold in the giant slalom, the first of four she has a chance to earn. The slalom is up next tomorrow. She won gold in that event 4 years ago in Sochi. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, let's do what sports does best, transport us. Talk about Schifrin's performance.
She was considered a strong contender. She was in second place after the first run, and then she came out and won gold. So this puts her in a very strong position to win her second gold medal, which will be, because as you referenced, Sochi, the third gold medal for the American woman skier. That will be the first time this has ever happened. And I would say that even though Lindsey Vonn is a great skier and widely considered the best of all time for female skiers, she did crash out in the Olympics here and there. I would say she's the greatest American skier of either gender of all time. And she, you know, is so young that maybe she'll pass Lindsey Vonn as the greatest female skier of all time.
Well, and she did this on a day when the conditions seemed, I mean, 20 other skiers crashed. We've seen cancellations because of high winds. You know, we've done a segment, we'll link you to it, about how the Olympics has gotten too dangerous. I mean, skiers died in training this year. So talk about the conditions.
Yeah, and this is a dangerous sport where they embrace danger. I mean, the sliding sports are, but skiing, dangerous in terms of life and death, but hell on the knees. The thing about Schifrin is skiers like great, most athletes like good and optimal conditions. She's odd. She likes a certain kind of snow, which isn't the powder if you go skiing. She likes ice, essentially. Now, we will say this. The conditions have compressed the schedule. Not only is the snow packed, but so is the schedule. And she'll have been training or racing for 5 or 6 days. And therefore, she dropped an event that she was considering or, in fact, scheduled to compete in, the Super G, because to have skied in it would have meant 3 consecutive days of racing. She'll only be going for 4 golds instead of 5.
Okay. Men's skiing. Norway won gold and silver in the downhill. American Bryce Bennett is in 16th place. Do American men have a chance for medals?
Well, I would say yes, a chance. We can't say they won't. I'm so impressed with the Norwegians.
Yeah.
I don't want to gloss over them. They, if you look at the per capita medal charts, they have the most medals all time. They're leading the medal charts now. They're dominant in the Nordic, which is the cross-country skiing. But then they come out in these alpine events and just crush the mountain. It's such an impressive country. They have a lot of advantages. They're wealthy. It's snowy all the time. But, you know, I actually looked at the average snowfalls of places like Syracuse and Erie, Pennsylvania. Not that far different from Oslo.
You know what? That's... When I'm in Erie and Syracuse, I often say, it's just like Oslo.
It's just like Oslo. There's a lot of lutefisk and there's just this Viking vibe around, I know.
Just talk briefly about hockey, in men's hockey. First time there haven't been NHL players in the Olympics since 1994. How's that affecting play there? And then we'll go to the women.
Even when there were NHL athletes for the American men, that didn't correlate to beating the Canadians or winning gold. And now with the amateurs, I suppose we could get behind them a bit more, as in the 1980s Miracle on Ice.
Right.
But then we were playing a huge Soviet team that was all but professional. Now all the athletes are amateurs, and the men's team just doesn't seem to be the class of the field, let's say. You know, they're just not as good as Sweden and the Olympic athletes from Russia.
But we will root for them nonetheless, as you say.
Yeah.
Women's hockey, big rivalry, U.S. against Canada. Canadians got a jump with a 2-1 win. But what happens next?
Right. So the United States did lose to Canada. Now, that's in group play. And there's every expectation that, well, we know that both of these teams will get out of group play and they will face each other in the medal rounds. There's every expectation that will happen because that's what always happens. The United States women's team won the very first women's hockey gold medal in 98. And after that, Canada has won every single gold medal. And every time but one, they beat the United States in the gold medal game. So maybe that'll happen this time. I think most hockey observers expect that to happen this time.
Okay. Well, Mike, what would you direct us to watch for?
Obviously, we'll be watching Michaela Schifrin, and the NBC feed will pump figure skating at us. And that's not bad. Love the sport. Man, I love the biathlon. Man, I love the obscure sports. I understand snowboarding. I understand the appeal of the X Games sports. But these sports where people train so hard. I was reading a story about a Norwegian cross-country skier who talked about there being a fog of pain. He competes in these like giant long races. And 10 meters in, he just feels this pain. And instead of fighting it, that's what he wants. He's not comfortable until he gets to that point of pain. And to see the emotion at the end, I just think that's what the Olympics is about, these obscure sports that are so hard, that are so compelling. And then you could see on the athletes' faces the amount of effort that gets put into it. So that's not on the main Olympics channel. That's on deeper cable, but I would seek that out.
We will do that. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist. It's Slate.com. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.
We are all also Norwegians during the Olympics. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. I'm still fascinated by the fact that in speed skating, when one athlete falls, it's bad for the other one, too.
They all go down.
This is Here and Now.